Gospel, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." People of God, the grass may wither and the flowers may fade. The word of our Lord remains and abides forever. Thanks be to God. Amen. Friends of Christ, this year, as I read the Christmas story, as it is told in the Gospel of Luke and the Gospel of Matthew, God drew my attention here to the choice faced by Joseph. Matthew's Gospel tells us that Joseph was betrothed to Mary, who suddenly and unexpectedly was found to be with child. In face of this news, and given the culture and the time and the law under which he lived, Joseph believed that he had a decision to make between two paths. From his perspective, there was a clear fork in the road before him, and he could go down one of two paths. First, if he wanted to, Joseph would have been justified in exposing Mary to public disgrace. Mary had become pregnant outside of marriage, which was not something that a young woman was supposed to allow to happen. It's an example of the historic injustice which most women faced in the ancient world, and still many face today. In Mary's case, women had few legal rights or protections under the law, and yet women like Mary were also forced to live under the constant threat of dire consequences from that same legal system. Culturally and legally speaking, because of this unexplained pregnancy, Joseph had been wronged. His honor as a man had been tarnished, and if he had wanted to, Joseph would have been within his legal rights to expose Mary publicly, to allow the dishonor done to Joseph to be recognized, and thus to enact a process by which to restore his honor in the eyes of the other men in his society. Joseph could have gone down the path of protecting his honor at the cost of Mary's disgrace. For the fork in the road, which Joseph saw before him, this was path A. Essentially, follow the letter of the law and let the recompense of the law play its course. Matthew tells us, though, that Joseph was a good man, and so he was leaning towards path B, the path of leaving Mary quietly without public disgrace. Now notice that given the culture of Joseph's time, Joseph's choices weren't between staying with Mary or leaving Mary. His choice was how to leave Mary. It was assumed by Joseph and everyone at the time that a man would, should, and had no choice but to leave a woman in Mary's condition. The decision for Joseph was how. How should he break the engagement, quietly or loudly, privately or publicly, in a way that protected Mary or in a way that exposed her? Joseph saw a fork in the road, and from his perspective, from what he could tell, from what his culture had taught him, and from what his imagination could muster, he had two options: either take path A or path B, but in both cases, leave Mary and her unborn baby. What God does at this moment in the story is emblematic of what we celebrate on Christmas. For God charts the course of another path, a previously unseen, unexpected, unprecedented path. We could call it path C, the Christmas path, the path of God's amazing grace. Joseph was locked into choosing between path A or path B. And God's power of new life swooped into Joseph's life to say, here is another choice. Here is something beyond your reckoning. Here is something beyond what your culture or your imagination could ever have mustered. Here is path C, the Christmas path. Here is a path of God's amazing grace. It was beyond Joseph's comprehension to see the path that would lead him to Bethlehem and to the manger. It was beyond Joseph's comprehension and imagination to see the path to Bethlehem, nor the path that would lead eventually his soon-to-be adopted son to Easter, to the empty tomb, to the throne of heaven, to the message and the spirit of salvation, forgiveness, and new life that would reach and transform the entire world. Path C, the Christmas path, the path of God's amazing grace. It never would have occurred to Joseph on his own until God showed up in his life to show him another option and a better and more amazing path forward. Friends of Jesus Christ, this is the nature and the way of the God we celebrate this evening. Our God is a God who swoops into our lives to help place our feet on a path which we, on our own, in our own limited imaginations and our limited cultural norms and expectations, God puts us on a path which we on our own would never have dreamed of nor imagined. If you are like me, then in your heart you crave a closer relationship with God. And there is good news for us in the Christmas story. Sometimes when we consider our relationship with God, when we crave that closer relationship with God, we get locked into the paths which are within our sights and our imaginations to consider. For instance, we see our faults and our failings. We see the ways that we have let God down, and at times we find ourselves walking perhaps down the path of despair. We want to be closer to God, but we become convinced that God is done with us, that God is fed up with us because of our sins and our mistakes and our faults and our pasts. We become convinced that a closer relationship with God is beyond us because look at how poorly I have done in the past. We despair, believing that we are on a path that could never lead to a closer relationship with God. We could call this path A. And then at other times, we see our faults and our failings and the ways that we have let God down, and we find ourselves on the path of trying harder. We become convinced that God is upset with us, but we think if only we work harder, if only I do a little more and a little more and a little more, and then we would make it up to God. A little more and a little more, and I could prove to God that I am deserving of a closer relationship if I only just do a little bit more. And we head down the path of believing that if we just do a little bit more, then God must take us back. God will draw closer and God will forgive us if only I can work harder and make up for those mistakes of my path, of my past. We could call this path B. These are the two paths that often we can see, the two paths that our imagination offers to us when it comes to our desire for a deeper and a closer relationship with God. It is up to us that either we despair or we lay the burden upon our own shoulders alone. The fork in the road is between these two paths, but in both cases, the burden falls on us. But tonight, through the Christmas story, God reminds us that God has put us on a different path altogether. God has helped us to see that there is a path that is beyond what we could ever have on our own deemed imaginable. Like the angel telling Joseph to take Mary as his wife and to help welcome Jesus into this world, God invites us to find our feet placed squarely on path C, the Christmas path, the path of God's amazing grace. For God invites us to remember and to believe that God has sent his son into this world so that God, not us, would repair the broken relationship. God invites us to remember and to believe that God sent his son into this world to gather us home, gather us into God's household, to forgive our sins, and to give us new life. We need not walk the path of despair, for God loves us always. And we need not take the path of just working a little harder, for God has already supplied the grace, more grace in abundance than we could ever need. We need only take the Christmas path, the path that leads to Bethlehem and the gift of faith, to peek into the manger, to see there the dawn of love's pure light, to marvel, to believe in God's forgiveness and God's healing love. And so, my friends, let's walk together the Christmas path. Amen.